This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we've got Felix and the gang hauling our mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Thanks very much. And we've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the air jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Also got our Amazon warehouse workers. Thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers. Thank you very much for tuning in. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also happen to be over on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, all one word, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, hour number two, it is Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, back to the drawing board. Senator Mitch McConnell says, and I quote, "It's pretty obvious what happened. Independents and moderates were frightened of some in the GOP," referring to why the vote turned out the way it did.
Well, it's very interesting. It's certainly if you take a look at some of the different candidates that former President Trump had endorsed, I think we see some very interesting things there. I don't know that so much so that people are afraid of what's going on with the GOP. But at the same time, though, Captain, I think just the close divisions that we have in this country ideologically are speaking for themselves at this point.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer there for sure. By the way, we're going to miss seeing the lovely Ivanka Trump on the campaign trail because she, is the former president's daughter. She said that she does not plan to jump back into the political world. She said, and I quote, "I love my father very much. This time around, I'm choosing to prioritize my young children and the private life we've created as a family."
And nobody can blame her for that. That is certainly a choice anybody can make. But of course, here we are. We're at the tail end of 2022. What does it look like in 2024? What does it look like in 2025 if her father were to win the White House again? We'd have to see then.
And if he asked her to do something, she might do it.
Well, exactly. In other words, it's sort of like what was the Bond movie with Sean Connery? Never Say Never. You know, again, that was the name of the movie, but I guess Never Say Never.
By the way, a homeless man yesterday, I believe this was in California, picked up a kitchen knife from a Target shelf and stabbed two shoppers, including a 9-year-old boy, in a random attack. And then a security guard fatally shot the man with a knife. He told him to drop it. He wouldn't do it. He shot him.
Well, you have to protect the innocent. There's no doubt about that. And this quick-thinking security guard did what they needed to do. I don't think anybody would begrudge them that. I mean, if there's an active attacker, no matter what, you have to stop them.
Right, and the guy had already stabbed some people.
Exactly.
So it wasn't like he was intending to do something. He'd already done it.
Precisely. And of course, what will happen now, obviously, and I don't know that there's ever been an incident like this per se, but of course, Target in particular, I think you'll see some kind of change in how they display cutlery or knives.
Or they'll tell the security guards no more guns.
That could also very well be.
Which is stupid.
Well, it is, but there's always, especially, you know, businesses, they always have an eye towards liability, and I guarantee they're looking at, you know, what's our liability exposure here for protecting the rest of the...
Well, this guy was on film. This guy was on film the whole way for doing what he did. So I think they're pretty solid.
One would hope so. Well, one would hope so. But what about future incidents or provocations or stuff like that? This is where the lawyers come in, I think.
I don't know, and you're right about the lawyers, because the ambulance chasers will be out on this one for sure. By the way, Sarah Palin made a comment yesterday. She said Donald Trump will not make the mistakes that John McCain made.
And that's very interesting. And, of course, she's referring to her time on the campaign trail as the vice presidential candidate. That's right.
Yes, indeed. I'm just looking at the clock, and we should have the music starting up here any second. Here it comes right now. So, folks, we will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this short break. Don't go anywhere. It is a Thursday morning. That's a cool morning where I'm at. The temperature right now is down to 58 degrees with clear skies and a little bit of wind out there. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And you never know where he's going to pop up someplace. But we'll let that drop for a second here while I tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to them about a week ago now, and they were telling me that they were very happy and very thrilled with the success that's been made, with the increase in the orders that they've been getting from people and the comments they've been getting from people telling them how good they were feeling now that they were taking Relief Factor. Well, to me, that's no surprise. I've been taking it over 8 years, and I started to take it for the same reason everybody else did. I was in pain. I was in discomfort. I had swelling in my legs and ankle. I had inflammation. I had pain in other parts of my body that were happening as a result of injuries that I'd had. And when I got on the Relief Factor, going on a little bit more than 8 years right now, it all went away. And it only comes back when I really aggravate it to the point to where I have to have like a double dose, not a single dose. And, of course, I'll do that if I have to, too. And you can, too. But what you need to do is you need to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. You need to go to that website. Take a look at what it's all about. See what's in it. See what the ingredients are in it. And how it will help you. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the problems that you're having, and it's very easy to take in those convenient individual packets with the 4 capsules in them. Very easy to take. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Check them out today. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along, Joe Biden wants another $37 billion in Ukrainian aid.
And General Milley came out. He must have said it 10 times yesterday and the day before. We must support Ukraine. We must support Ukraine. It was like a broken record.
Well, they also had said before, basically, that high gas prices are your way of supporting Ukraine. And if you don't like the high gas prices, you just don't like democracy in Ukraine, or basically words to that effect. But, yes, I mean, there's a lot of money going to Ukraine. That's for sure. There are larger issues, obviously, and maybe the president could be working on those, trying to find a better way to actually end the war from the things that he can do. Obviously, the materiel is very important, though.
Well, we'll know soon enough because, again, when the Republicans take control, they said that they want an accounting of where this money has gone. And I do, too. I want to know how we're even talking about this FTX with the $40 million that they got from Ukraine for their services. And then that money mysteriously or ironically made its way back to the United States through a slush fund of some sort, and wound up going to the Democrats for the election.
Well, exactly right. And obviously, I guess, what do they call that, laundering the money?
That is laundering the money.
Yeah, and so basically, I think the American people do have a right to know where that's coming from, because if it's a self-sustaining way of trying to keep your campaigns going in a dishonest fashion, that's big news.
Yes, it is. Now, do you remember who Mick Mulvaney was?
Yes, yeah, that's right. White House Chief of Staff for Donald Trump.
And he was also the budget director for years in Congress, right?
Right, yeah, Mulvaney.
Yeah. Now, or he was the budget chairman there. I'll get that right in a minute. Now, he served, of course, as the acting White House Chief of Staff for Donald Trump. He wasn't there that long. But he condemned his former boss yesterday about being the only Republican who could lose an election.
You know, Captain,
what exactly did he mean there, Kyle?
Well, I think it's because, you know, the idea when you have a known commodity, the Donald Trump's problem now is that he is, in fact, a known commodity. Before, he was an unknown commodity, and people thought, well, there's some hope here. This is something new. We can try something new. That was part of his campaign. You know, what have you got to lose? You've always had the same politicians, regardless of party affiliation. Try me. I'm different. So now he is a known commodity, and that helps him, but it also hurts him. And that's why you're going to have so much division, even in the Republican Party, as to whether or not they support Donald Trump or not, or think he can win or not.
Well, reacting to Trump's official 2024 campaign announcement, Mulvaney declared that Trump's candidacy is not, I repeat, not good for the Republican Party. So he's a never-Trumper now, too, apparently.
Well, and again, you've got, you know, Trump has a record now in the sense of, you know, people see what he accomplished, and there are the many good things that he accomplished, but then there are the other things that people might have found to be problematic about him, not only as a candidate, but as a president, as an elected official. And so while many of these things could be overcome in terms of – but I think he can do it only if he says, you know, there were some things I didn't get right, you know, and I want to improve on that, this kind of thing. And I'm not talking about big concepts. But I'm talking about the way that he sort of ran every day, day-to-day stuff. Otherwise, I think people think, well, we're going to get the same Donald Trump who's going to tweet at 2:00 in the morning, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And he's not tweeting because he's not on, I don't think he's on Twitter anymore, right? He's doing
no,
everything.
Of course not. Yeah. Yeah, but back then it was, hey, you got to, and sometimes we get the tweets right here during the program.
Yeah, he's doing everything through Truth Social right now.
That's right.
And that's okay, because a lot of people are over there. I'm over there, too, because that's how I find out what he's up to. But anyway, former President Donald Trump did announce that he's going to seek the White House again in 2024. But wait till you hear this one. Rasmussen reports in their latest poll says 60% of those polled believe that he should not seek election that instead he should have a more favorable view of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis before he goes any further doing anything. And remember, I told you, my opinion was, and the opinion I keep hearing of the people around the country, and I mean around the country, is that he needs to apologize to DeSantis, and he hasn't done it yet.
Well, right, and yeah, these same 60%, they have a more favorable view of Governor DeSantis.
They do.
And yeah, I do think Trump needs to try to mend some fences here. And although Governor DeSantis, I think, really took the high road, and when he was asked about this, and that was pretty classy. And I think he also may be waiting out Trump. You know, how long is Trump going to be a factor here, in his campaign? He's really the first person to declare. He certainly got a lot of oomph behind him because he's a former president and he's Donald Trump. But we gotta see how this process plays out. Ron DeSantis is now elevated because of his own accomplishments and his own amazing victory, landslide victory as governor again. So this is a big deal, you know. And DeSantis, as I said, I think is going to wait and see what transpires before making any decisions.
Now, San Francisco has started to pay their monthly stimulus to trans residents. And I believe it's $1,000 or $1,200 a month that they're going to get because they were harassed and picked on and left out of different things and all that. So this is going to be their special pittance coming from the city of San Francisco. Well, how do you think this is all going to work out?
Well, you know, San Francisco is sort of its own place. And
slightly I've been weird.
To San Francisco. Yeah, I've been to San Francisco many times, as I know you have as well.
Yeah, but
so
it was clean when I went there.
See, that's exactly where I was going with that. That's exactly right. At one time, it was a destination city. You had to see San Francisco, and there's so many amazing things about San Francisco.
Yeah.
But it's definitely had some decline here.
Yeah, my wife loved the seafood and loved the restaurants there, but you don't dare go down there anymore.
No, yeah, we love to go get the sourdough bread, for example.
Yeah.
You know, and go across the Golden Gate Bridge and just, you know, all those different great things about, and ride the cable cars. You know, you got to ride the cable cars, you know, at some point in your life. But yes, it's just, and I know there are a lot of people, Captain, you know, talk about exiting California. There are a lot of people just exiting San Francisco for anywhere else other than there because of the major problems that they've had.
Take me to the river. All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the music, and we got the next highway. Everyone, no, we don't need it. It's the bottom of the hour, okay? We'll be back with more right after the bottom of the hour report. Kyle Warren and myself. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The missile that crashed into Poland, killing two people, was from a Ukrainian air defense system, according to two senior Western officials briefed on preliminary U.S. assessments. But Poland is continuing its own investigation of the explosion. A manhunt is currently underway for the killer who stabbed four people to death in an Idaho college town. Authorities in Moscow say four friends who were students at the University of Idaho, were killed in what they believe was a targeted attack. Police say the victims were found in an off-campus home Sunday afternoon. Their deaths have been ruled homicides and no arrests have been made. Police believe there's no threat to the community. And a list of the most reliable 2022 and 2023 cars is being unveiled by Consumer Reports. The nonprofit ranks the Toyota Corolla Hybrid the most reliable car model. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain
said. Betcha, tell them the captain sent you, and I'll tell you what, Heroes Mile, they are a tremendous organization, a tremendous organization. These are military people working with military people, and in some cases, when it comes to the civilians and the first responders, you've got first responders in there working with first responders, too. So if you've got problems, and it's not just about a PTSD or whatever the case might happen to be, if you've got problems, maybe you've got some problems with some money. Maybe you just can't figure out how to make a dollar be a dollar. And, you know, it might be because of your habits that you have or whatnot. They can help you with all of that. And I would strongly suggest you checking them out at their website, heroesmile.com. That's HEROESmile.com. That's the website, heroesmile.com. Now, you can call them, too, if you want. Schedule an appointment or just talk to them. Their number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-888-VET-NOW-2. That's their phone number. You can give them a call, check in with them, see what they have to say, and you might be surprised. They're a great group of people, and they can help you. They can definitely help you. So there you go.
All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, thanks for being patient. Thanks for being around. We appreciate all of that. And let's continue to go here. Because Poland has addressed NATO. They understand now that the missile fired into Poland might have very easily come from Ukrainian forces in a tragic accident where it was maybe a misfire of some sorts.
Well, it could be. The initial analysis was that it was a Russian missile, but that's one of the reasons, Captain, why obviously prudence has to prevail. You have to get all the facts, because the obvious implication was that this was going to become a NATO possible Article 5 problem, and the world literally can be plunged into war over a relatively, and two people died, so we don't want to minimize it, but over a relatively small incident compared to the rest of the war in Ukraine, we don't want to go down that road, and so you have to be absolutely sure.
Now, we've got an interesting circumstance on a couple of fronts here that are starting to surface. Number one is this Bachman-Fried and the FTX group. He is starting to boast his ties to the Democratic power players without mentioning any names. If I were the Democrats, I would be headed for the hills. And I certainly would try to quiet this guy up, so if he disappears for whatever reason, I think we know why, don't we?
Well, you know, this what's happening with this cryptocurrency issue, with this FTX thing, is that it's all collapsing, and people are just losing everything, you know, that they had into this. And there's lawsuits that are going to be abounding. You even have some celebrity spokespeople who were involved.
Tom Brady and his wife.
Tom Brady, Giselle, and they're going to be at some point named in these lawsuits just as a result of having been involved or being a spokesperson or trying to sell it. And so it's all going to come out in the wash. But you can see what it is now is that it is a major catastrophe.
Yeah, well, people have to understand that when you do an ad like they did and you endorse a product like they did, it doesn't necessarily mean, unless you come out and say, I use the product and blah, 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 then you're being specific. But I heard a commercial that Brady did, and I didn't hear him say, you know, when I trade, I use FTX or anything like that.
Well, right, and those are going to be some of the finer point nuances of it. But when something this big happens, the lawsuits are going to they're going to be numerous, and it's going to take a long time to get them adjudicated somewhere.
Yeah, because they're going to try to come up with money from someplace. Now, the other thing is Hillary is back in the mix again. She and Elon Musk are going at it. Did you hear the latest?
No, what did they do?
Clinton-linked dark money group targeted advertisers on Twitter.
Okay, very interesting.
Musk just came out and said that. Hillary hasn't said a word.
Well, and of course, you know, now he's becoming in a position to, you know, get into the weeds on this.
He would know. He would know.
What happened. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, the way that especially Twitter is that so particular social media platform has been used in politics, I think, we're going to find out a lot more about, and it's not going to be pretty.
And in your best Nancy Pelosi impression, I want you to tell me how you would act if you were overwhelmed by the reactions going on from the political future, her political future, after the Democrats have lost the House majority. She may be retiring to become an ambassador somewhere.
I think she'll do it as quickly as possible. Is there anything to be gained for her to stick around and try to be a majority leader, or pardon me, a minority leader in the House for the Democrats? You've gone from House Speaker, third in line to the presidency, to that after a humiliating loss to lose control of the House. So I think she will retire. Yeah.
Well, and she'll come back as some sort of ambassador, which is what we heard she's been wanting to do for months.
Well, exactly, and she'll move on to the next phase. And so it'll be interesting, too, you know, because we hear about, well, you know, is there going to be a challenge for McCarthy and so forth. But now it's really going to be who's going to lead the Democrats. And I'm going to say this, Captain, so hold on to your hat. Is it going to be Eric Swalwell? I don't think so.
Oh, God.
Right now, Eric Swalwell is going, yeah, well, maybe I could, you know, but.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be, what's it called? It's a black guy. I can't think of his name, but he's been mentioned several times. I think he's from New York.
Well, and of course, you know, Adam Schiff probably doesn't want the job anyway.
So. Oh, yeah, he wants the job. He wants the job. He wants that private plane. He wants to have Fang Fang close by.
Well, but see, what this shows again is that, and Nancy Pelosi has been the face of the Democrat Party, right? Obviously, yep. At least in the House. She's going to be a hard act to follow, I hate to say, but that's, you know, it's going to be very difficult.
Well, you got to be a bigger liar than she was.
Well, right, and you got to be able to corral the all the representatives, because watch for the far left. I mean, they're gonna double down on all this stuff that they think is really important, I think they're gonna do themselves some more harm by doing all that, because the American people they know that something's wrong, and they're trying to make a change, and they're trying their hardest to have that happen. And another 2 years of Biden policies. You know, watch out. It's going to be a very different 2024 than we think at this point.
Well, here's the change, because on Tuesday of this week, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy secured the support of the overwhelming majority in his caucus to become the party's choice to be the next Speaker of the House. Now, it's an appropriate time for hearty congratulations, and let's get this party going and move things on. Now, California's McCarthy has been the de facto leader of the GOP House since then Speaker Paul Ryan announced his retirement back in April of 2018. McCarthy guided the Republicans to increased numbers in 2020, and he did so against the political headwinds as the GOP lost ground in the Senate, and of course, President Biden defeated Trump. Now, the important thing to watch here is that McCarthy is a coalition manager. He's a candidate recruiter par excellence. And he's one of the hardest working leaders in Washington, D.C., working well into the night, most nights, all the time. Now, what this means is that when a gavel is banged in for the 118th Congress, it will be in the hands of a Republican in the House. And that's not a small win, Kyle. That's a huge win. The best path to greater gains in 2024 would be for the GOP to rally around the new speaker in waiting and use the narrow majority to its maximum effect. Congratulations. Way to go, Leader McCarthy. We're in your corner. We want to see you and the Republicans get it done. Hold the fort there, Kyle. We're coming back with more right after this break. We're about to take Truckers Highway Report number 2.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. She's totally committed.
Girl, ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your girl.
And it's who them be born. He never comes home, and you're always alone, and you kids him right down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call?
How do you like me now? I've always liked that song there, Kyle.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I can relate to that a little bit. Just a little. All right, listen, take it away with the weather. Tell us what's going on out west, and then I got to tell everybody what's going on to the east.
All right, well, folks, we got freezing fog up near Walla Walla in Washington tonight, and we've also got a wind advisory coming out of Portland on I-84, and then as you travel on down towards the border with the Northern California, we got some bad air. We got air stagnation going through there, so I don't know if you'd be coughing or not driving down the 5 freeway there. Wind advisory starting to disappear now in the Los Angeles and Southern California area. That's good news because there were pretty strong winds, but we also have some pretty big wind chill watch. This is going on just north of Idaho Falls in Idaho with wind chills as low as 25 below zero, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisories all through the state of Montana. Looks like we still got snow around Missoula, down through Stevensville towards Hamilton. Winter weather advisory near Cheyenne, down on I-80, heading on down through I-25 south of Denver. Be careful out there tonight.
Yep, and if you're going to the east, folks, we'll start up north first. Upper Peninsula, north of Wisconsin, up there in the northwestern corner, you've got snow. You got a winter storm warning up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Come over to the west side of Michigan, along the east side of Lake Michigan, and you've got a winter storm warning and or snow warning all the way on down to all the way down to Indiana, Gary, Indiana. Now, that being said, it doesn't get much better because if you come on down to the central part of Indiana, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there where you could be getting some lake effect snow a little bit later in the day because when the machine winds up, it's going to dump it to the south and east of the lake, or lakes, I should say, in this case. Now, we've got a frost warning for, let's see, Louisiana from New Orleans straight north and over into eastern Texas around Ruskin, and then we've got a frost warning over Mobile, Alabama, over towards Pensacola, and then we've got fog since the last hour has come in, and it's all the way across to Valdosta, up to Savannah, up the coast to Wilmington, North Carolina. Got some freezing temperatures in there, too, or temperatures at or near 32 degrees, and then we got more fog up along Chesapeake Bay. Gale warning up there from Cape Cod all the way to Nova Scotia. Now, the snow along the lakes tonight. Lake Erie, it's already started, east of Cleveland, going over to Buffalo, right up I-90, I-80 into Pennsylvania, and then you're going to run into it north of Syracuse, up 81, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, right about Brewerton, or thereabouts, all the way to the St. Lawrence River, and it's just going to snow and snow and snow and snow and snow through the weekend. They're going to be measuring snow in the feet, not inches, feet, and it won't take long to have that first foot out there. So be advised, you got to get everything right and get everything ready. Get your food, get your fuel, get your bread, get your cheese, your milk, whatever you need to have. And if you're traveling in the truck, don't forget to have your emergency pack there along there, too, because you're going to have a situation where you're going to wish you had it if you get stuck in the snow, which you might or might not. And for you guys and gals that run out west, you might actually, in some of this heavy snow, you might be hanging iron just to get from point A to B. So be advised of that. It wouldn't be the first time. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how do we hear and who takes care of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report for us?
Well, Captain, that would be the good folks at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. So we'll be talking about how many feet of snow they got up here, what I just talked about.
That's right. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Take care. All right. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the telephony line here. All right there, kiddo. What do you think about Fox and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal all kind of turning their back on Donald Trump and saying he's no longer the big newsmaker he used to be? We're not going to pay that much attention to him.
Well, I'm not sure that I would phrase it that way.
That's the way they put it.
Well, but what they're doing is they're going out to people and trying to get a pulse on what people are thinking, and that's what they're reporting.
Well, there was one poll, where was it? Rasmussen Reports yesterday, where they said that 60% of the participants did not want Trump to even run for president.
That's right.
But there's a lot of different little smidgens here that I got in front of me from the Murdoch media empire, which includes the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, and the New York Post, where
Murdoch himself said that he would rather have DeSantis.
That's right. Yep. And
so
he said he would back a Democrat against Trump if he had to, if it came down to that.
I think what is really happening here is people are remembering, especially those in the media, they're remembering how America endured all the attacks of everything that happened during the Trump administration. We some people have long memories in that, and, you know, it was rough. We tend to forget little Mr. Acosta.
Yeah.
And
this afternoon show at CNN. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, but what I'm saying is, you remember that whole incident at the White House when he wouldn't sit down and they tried to take the microphone from him and all that?
Yep.
And, you know, the disrespect that the media had. So I think that's really... that still permeates out there. And, you know, we shall see. I mean, 2 years is a long time. So it's a very long time.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I was a little surprised to see it phrased the way it was, especially coming from Mr. Murdoch himself. But it is what it is, so we'll sit back, we'll watch, and we'll see where this goes. It may go nowhere. And by the way, Newsmax already came out and said he's more than welcome to be over here. And he is. They keep him going. All the headlines over there tonight are all Donald Trump. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and myself, don't go nowhere. We will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Why should I?
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.